17th of October, Sawati at Jetavana Grove Park, with Sarah, Nina, Jonathan, Maeve, Sukin, Azita and John.
When we were talking some time about upadana or clinging, yes, and panchupadana kanda, you mentioned that even when there's dosa, there's still clinging. I think you mean as latent tendency. Is that right?
I think that when there is clinging, there is object of clinging. If we can know each moment, then we can say whether what moment has clinging arising or not. So it doesn't matter just wanting to call or to name or to label it, as long as there is understanding that there still is clinging, as long as there's no eradication of it yet.
And the same applies to when there's kusala, we can say there's still
any
clinging.
Moment. Yeah, but you see that at moment of kusala, sopana jetasikas arise. And at moment of akusala citta, akusala jetasikas arise, that's all. Okay.
I was clinging yesterday, and I will repeat what we had at the Thai discussion. In Lumpini, we were going to go around with the lanterns, and I couldn't find Lodewijk, and I was very sad, and I felt like crying. But I realized that it is a dosa, and that it is a good subject for Satipatthana that offers itself. But also, I know that it was only thinking about dosa, and then it is my dosa. And not yet realizing this as a Dhamma, because when we realize it as a Dhamma, it means we know that it is a reality by conditions that arises because of conditions. And I said that my problem was that I cannot realize it as only a Dhamma.
So we listen, we study in order to understand that moment as a Dhamma, that's all, no matter what happens or what arises.
We can repeat it, this is only a Dhamma, but we should deeply consider it and realize it more deeply and deeply. So I feel that it is good to discuss this more.
Yes, even when strong kilesa appears, relatively strong, and one feels like crying, it should be easy at that time for the Dhamma to be known by its characteristic, but it just isn't. All we know is that I feel like crying, it must be dosa. It's a sort of assumption that we make, but I wonder why there isn't the direct experience then of
no
the
conditions.
Reality. No conditions to know. So mm-hmm. What conditions would need to be there?
Understanding
better.
Deeper. Firmer.
More stable.
There's just very little conditions to think about realities, but we wish we have more all the time. Why not now? See, impossible when there's no conditions yet.
Could you say something about how knowing our accumulations better can be helpful?
As I? Or as accumulation?
As accumulation.
So now, whatever arises by accumulation, even thinking, my accumulation cannot condition your thought at all. So whatever thinking arises, it's conditioned.
We reflect back onto this being my accumulation.
Right, well, that's the way the language works.
But what the use of knowing one's accumulation in order to develop this or that, just right for such or certain accumulation, or just know that that is conditioned by accumulation?
No, it seems like sometimes we make a judgment about if we have the natural tendency to be angry at people, we think that we might notice it more, and that's wrong.
Always prepare for something to happen.
And isn't it all still thinking about me and my accumulations rather than understanding dharmas?
Even thinking about developing parami is not the actual moment of having such cetasikas arising. Just keep on preparing for next moment or other time. So I think that usually there is thinking or concerning about future of the past all the time, not knowing to understand reality as it is right now. Because we keep on talking about that which can experience. So at this moment we can talk about this, because that is seeing, it's moment of experiencing visible object. We do not go away to the future or to the past, but now it is seeing which sees. Beginning to develop the understanding of that tattu or element which arises and sees, that's all.
And for this, there must be some parami, developed parami.
It is parami, yeah.
And for example, patience would help and satcha would help.
When one hears more about present moment, it keeps one from not worry too much about the future or thinking too much about the future and the past, because now whatever appears is real. There can be the understanding of the nature of seeing as it is, or hearing or thinking. By this one can understand one's accumulation, but not for I to develop this or that, but to see that we have such accumulation, to condition such moment.
It helps in daily life too, when we worry about this room or that room or this problem, when we think of the present.
What about living alone in the world, the whole world, just
that,
alone?
That actually makes it easier for development when we realize that in fact there's only citta.
Is that what you mean by living alone?
Certainly, because there's no body, only citta thinks of many things, many people.
I hear you say often, seeing just sees visible object. What is it that sees people and things? I mean, that is not the visible object that I theoretically understand.
What appears when you close your eyes?
Darkness.
People?
No.
So what is person or things?
Well, I guess it's a visible object, but it...
With thinking. Yeah. So without thinking, it's only visible object which is seen completely.
It's so fast then.
That's why it needs time to develop understanding. That's why we shouldn't neglect developing understanding right now of seeing, until it panya knows little by little, and avijja is less little by little. And then panya can understand better and better, little by little.
And when I hear you say this, it's like, oh, quickly, I must do something.
That's I again. So all the teachings or chapters or books on the teachings of Buddha is about becoming detached, not just to have more attachment at all. So if there is attachment for result, or I would like to do this or that, one realizes that that is wrong. That is not the teaching at all.
But the problem is we can get attached to the idea of being detached and take detachment wrongly as an I being detached.
I keep on saying, listen to the teachings in order just to understand. No expectation, no speculation, just to understand, that's all.
But I heard on tape about energy, that you should not be discouraged. My tautai, that it is too difficult and that it takes many lives, and we often have questions about it by other people, that it is difficult not to get discouraged when it is so little in one life, and one life goes so fast.
So who is doing?
Self.
Again, so it hinders the progress of anatta-ness.
So that self, that idea of self, the clinging to self, is a big hindrance, isn't it?
Of?
For the development, because it's always, I want something,
Avijja and Ditti and attachment, they are all friends. They go together.
Ludwig also had a question about not to mislead yourself, the parami of satya parami, the truthfulness. When you develop satipatthana, that you have to be straight to the characteristic. And this is really a difficult point, because before you know, you mislead yourself. You take for sati what isn't sati. Please, could you add something?
That's why Buddha always pointed out about the six doorways. And even now, how many doorways? See?
Six.
So, develop understanding of the six doorways. Mm-hmm. Not you, but the development of understanding, just to understand.
I think it's very important to really see the value of developing all six doorways and not just seeing...
No matter what doorway, citta is citta, cetasikas are cetasikas, and rupa is rupa. So it doesn't matter at all through which doorway. For example, if there is the understanding of hearing as just that which hears and the sound which is heard, now the visible which is seen, just that, the same, exactly. That's all.
But could you add something more about truthfulness, the parami of truthfulness?
Like Ludwig said, to be honest or true to reality which appears.
True to reality. Mm-hmm. Yeah. By satipatthana. Mm-hmm.
But this is also related to our conventional idea of being honest to other people also.
Yes. Isn't it? But developing understanding at that moment as well. There are many degrees of honest.
Mm-hmm. When there is thinking about visible object, then at some stage in the process, visible object has arisen. So if there is thinking about visible object as visible object, does that suggest that there is some degree of sati that has arisen?
There are many degrees, because at that moment it's not the thinking about other things else, but at that moment it is thinking about what is now appearing. But instead of attending to the characteristic of reality, it thinks about the characteristic.
Yes. Thinks about it. Mm-hmm.
That thinking about it suggests that there is some degree of sati somewhere that has arisen.
It has to be one's own understanding, because no matter who say what is the reality, when there is some understanding of this and then more of this, it grows. But no expectation, otherwise it's just for that, always for that, for something. But actually, it is for understanding, that's all. Otherwise, it's me who would like the progress. But it's the understanding of reality. And without understanding, avijja cannot be eliminated at all. Even elimination needs some level of sati and understanding the reality or the characteristic of a reality.
We heard about Buddha's daily routine, that the monks came to him and then he gave the meditation subjects the kamatthana. Mm-hmm. For instance, asubha. And how can asubha be related to satipatthana now?
Yeah, without the six doorways, can there be any object of understanding? At that very moment, either.
And how to asubha, the fullness?
Now we are talking about asubha.
Yeah.
What about the understanding of this moment?
And how do we take the
meditation? No, you don't have to take anything. Mm-hmm. Any object which appears through any doorway can be object of understanding. Even while it's thinking or resulting about hair, nail, it doesn't mean that we have to follow the firmness of nail or hair.
No.
But at that moment, it depends on understanding, whether it understands reality or not.
Yeah.
Just that.
Yeah. But I'm just wondering why it is said that he gives the kamatana or meditation subjects to the monk. Then he would say in general, develop understanding now. But why is it this monk and that monk different kamatana or meditation subjects?
I don't think that he would have that person develop the understanding of just that at mm-hmm. all. No. Impossible.
No. But that's is there a reason?
So he can talk about any object
yeah.
which concerns Gaia.
Yes.
Yeah.
So in terms of asubha as an object of samatha, which has conventional realities as object, it would seem that the monk would also have an understanding of asubha in terms of realities.
Also Tibetanas concerned with the development of understanding. Nothing else, even it's about asubha or anapa or anything.
Asubha, kusala,
asubha. And anapana, we read about the nimitta of anapana, but that would be the rupa, just the rupa.
Anything which happens as the object, there should be the understanding of reality.
Just getting back to accumulations for a moment. Could we say, though, that we do need to know our accumulations for satipatthana or understanding, because most of us have the tendency to overestimate
this morning at breakfast, didn't you know your accumulation?
Yes.
So is that not congee. Enough to know your accumulation while eating or shopping or doing anything?
Right.
Do we need to know more than that?
More than that.
Yeah.
Could we say that knowing also arises and falls away and gone?
Each conditioned reality arises and falls away. If you like music, don't you know about your accumulation from music?
Yeah.
So knowing accumulations is more a matter of knowing it in the moment rather than trying to have
global,
a story about
a global view of one's accumulations.
Is the moment of knowing, seeing as visible object or hardness as hardness, is there a moment when there is the recognition of that, and then another moment that is the naming, like hardness, visible object?
We can read about the processes of citta, but we cannot tell, even right now. From one doorway and pavanga in between, and then to mind door. So it's useless to try to think how many moments, or whether it's through the sense door process or the mind door process, as there is no understanding of visible object as only visible object. Just there can be awareness. So one can see moments with awareness and without awareness. That's the beginning. And then no eye who try to count or to know, but developing understanding when there is awareness.
And naming is thinking.
Right.
Naming is
calling.
And it doesn't have to be any precise naming, it's just a process
of labeling.
Labeling or trying to make sense of it.
And no matter in what language, see? You name in English, or you name in Pali, or in Thai. The development of understanding is to condition the detachment from clinging to object as something or I. That's all.
That's a very important statement to me. I've written it in lots of places. Just the development of the path must go along with detachment.
Right.
It must be detachment, not wanting results, just being. Mm-hmm.
So one understands the teachings. All the teachings condition detachment. Never attachment at all.
However, I think this seems to be this fine line between, and I've brought this up before, just not trying and just going along with my daily life not even attempting to think about Dhamma. And again, maybe that's just thinking. My way. But it seems like it's a conscious effort to maybe get onto the computer. I'll go to the computer and I'll get on DSG to read, or I'll pick up a book. Whereas most of the other time, I just go ahead and... half the time I probably in Mulha, don't really... Just going around the house doing or going to work.